Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months.
USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With violence from the criminal element in our society growing exponentially, the hiring of police has suddenly become a priority for Washington. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A Republican amendment to the budget resolution Democrats pushed through the Senate this week got almost unanimous support. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendment's not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of then-Senator Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers.
Football is back with 3 games Friday, including the Cowboys playing the Cardinals at 10 p.m. Eastern. A full slate is scheduled for Saturday. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all, the highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You know, every day our world is turned on its head. And, you know, it's interesting what... you know, 6-7 months of a new presidency can do to a country. This is absolutely amazing. And I know every day you wake up and you go, okay, now what? We've got Horace Cooper with us, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. And we're going to be talking about the president's latest school discipline idea, Horace. But first, I wanted to get your understanding on, you know, what is going on with our energy. Like I said, you know, just in 6-7 months, here we were energy independent. Now we're begging Putin and the Arabs for oil. What's going on here?
Well, a lot of people may or may not realize, but the way that prices are set is a function of the market's prediction of what prices are going to be. And one of the first things that the Biden administration did was cancel the Keystone Pipeline. But what a lot of people may not be aware of is that there were a series of additional regulations on the use of public lands, offshore drilling, and proposals to move the American complete grid away from our traditional carbon-based footprint operation. Those things signal to investors that if you are a traditional coal-based, natural gas-based, or other type of fuel-based energy source, that you're likely going to get whatever you're going to get now, because in the future, these options are going to be limited. And that would cause dramatic increases in the costs today for consumers. The way for these prices to shift and is for the administration to send the signal that it was wrong, that it was a mistake, and that it is actually going to reward investment in these fields. You and I both know that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't have the consciousness to consider that. I mean, they're so ideologically fixed. I mean, let's face it, Biden and Harris, when they took office, they literally declared war on our American energy industry. That's what you're saying. And they're doing it at the people's expense, are they not?
Well, absolutely. So if you operate service stations, what's to come of this plan? Multiple billions are going to be to set up charging ports. Charging ports all across America, paid for at taxpayer expense. You just put your resources into a gas station, a service station, a diesel station. Are those going to be phased out? Are those going to be ignored? How will you be able to recover your investment? In every single way. We just saw this administration announce that if your dishwasher or your washing machine, if there is a fast setting, 60-minute setting to clean, that those no longer will be allowed to be sold unless they use substantially less energy than just a dishwasher or washing machine of 3 to 4 years ago. That means if you're making these, you've got to stop making those and start making new ones. But if there's going to be this, quote, 60-minute option, that's going to be now $200 to $300 more.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You say, well, are you making this up? Just go look at Europe. Just go look in France. Just go look in Great Britain. And what you'll see is all these household appliances that are doubling or tripling in cost in a matter of years as a way to comply. That's what we're headed towards as long as this war on energy is occurring by this administration.
We're talking with Horace Cooper, a recognized legal commentator. Horace, talk about an intrusionary government. This is what the Democrats do. They believe that, you know, the everyday American just isn't smart enough. And we ought to be grateful that they're telling us what to do. I mean, constitutions, munchstitution like that means anything to them. You know, our freedoms and individual liberties out the door because, look at the kings of the universe are now in charge and all is well, right, supposedly.
Yeah, this goes really to the question of what did Congress intend when it created these super bureaucratic agencies like the Department of Energy and gave them, quote, rulemaking powers. There is a raging debate that many conservatives and others on the right are having as to whether or not a lawful change in regulations need to come from Congress rather than some subsidiary agency that is purportedly part of the executive branch. That kind of answer to that question would go a long way toward restoring our autonomy and our freedom. At minimum, it would mean that the people that we vote for would be the ones who would be accountable for making these kinds of judgments.
What a novel concept, right? Isn't that the way our founding fathers originally intended it? Yes, exactly. And the thing is it's we're not just talking about energy. It's, I mean, this kind of disease has permeated just about every three-letter agency within our government, has it not, Horace?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And therein is the issue. There was a nascent effort after 2010 to try to, after the fact, the horses have gotten outside of the gate and after the fact hold votes as to whether or not these policy issues or initiatives are supported by Congress. And even though some 14 times were successfully repealed by Congress while Trump was president, even that simply wasn't sufficient to really, really overcome the overwhelming number of these rulemakings that continued. President Trump set up a policy that you had to repeal two rules if you wanted permission to put another regulatory rule in place. And that was an amazing idea, but even that still doesn't bring us to what our founders intended, which was the rules that Americans would have to live under would be directly traced to the actions, i.e. the vote, of the Congress of the United States.
Horace, is there a way to get the, you know, the horses back in the barn here? Or, I mean, you know, what I'm hearing is the echoes of Ronald Reagan. You know, the closest thing to eternal life here on Earth is a bureaucracy. And they're so well entrenched, I don't know if it's even possible. I mean, what has to happen in order to reverse the course here?
Well, I think with the really, really, really intensive effort on the part of the Biden administration. More and more Americans are looking around and saying, I never understood this. I never saw this. And so 2022 gives them a chance to say, yes, let's ratify this, or hell no, we won't go.
Exactly. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor and legal analyst, is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Byer stepped up to the mic to share the gospel via the Gospel Tide Hour radio show. Listen to what Charlie said back then.
We believe that the gospel is able to save the sinner, to heal the sick, and to sanctify the believer.
Fast forward 75 years, and the power of the gospel to change lives has not diminished. We believe that the gospel is relevant in every language and can transform the lives of all people, regardless of their cultural or ethnic identity or where they live. That's why the Tide Ministry now shares the gospel in 30 different languages on 3 continents and has a vision to keep expanding until the whole world experiences the power of the gospel of Christ. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 75 years, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Horace Cooper, the legal analyst, continues with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace, you and I and your mom, we all have a love for baseball. And last night, the Field of Dreams came to life. You had Chicago and New York playing there. And it was so incredibly special
to bring all the memories that we remember from the movie. But even as the players were coming in with old school uniforms through the cornfields outfield and in the field of play, and it ended with a game-ending home run, Chicago ended up taking the win. 8-7, I believe. Yep, 8-7. Terrific game, and really a cool experience, I think, for fans all around.
Yeah, well, I was actually hoping maybe one of these summers when we're not living in COVID world,
yes,
I could actually take my Field of Dream visit. I actually was given a mug, because everyone knows what a baseball fan I am. I was given a mug, mm-hmm, from the Field of Dreams about 5 years ago, which I keep prominently displayed when mm-hmm people come to my place. But that's the kind of thing that we're right on the cusp of. If America wakes up, recognizes that we actually own and control our own destiny, that we don't need to sit back and allow Washington bureaucrats to dictate our world, that we rely on science, not threats of people who are woke scientists, and mm-hmm we allow ourselves to use our skills and our talents, our tenacity, our reliance on the market to get us to where we need to be. These are the kinds of things that become something very possible, very likely, and are something that could become very regular. But if not, these become very rare, and these become the kinds of things that are echoes of the America that once was.
Sadly, you know, and talking about scientists, I was thinking about this today, and it's as if real science has been hijacked by polyscience. You know, the political scientists have come in, and they have really messed this thing up. And the amazing thing, of course, now, as you stated earlier, the woke society is awakening and realizing at the gas pump, you know, the prices they're paying in the store. You know, Joe Biden can't lie enough. The Democrats and Nancy Pelosi can't lie enough and say this is temporary. Well, this is, this is starting to, remind us of the Carter years. And, and temporary never went away.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, when James Earl Carter was president, he had campaigned on honesty, integrity, and leadership, and very little emphasis was given to what his actual agenda might be. It took four mm-hmm short years for the American people to say, yes, we want integrity. Yes, we want honesty. Yes, we want leadership. What we don't want is to be bankrupted. And Ronald Reagan showed that we didn't have to pick. We could have leadership, we could have honesty, and we could have the dream of America be fulfilled. We're being presented once again with this choice between our literal safety and our posterity. And that's the choice that the woke crowd is trying to make us pick. And we were never required to pick between those two choices. We could have both, but if we let the left dictate, we're going to go down this path, and it will be very, very difficult to reverse. The kinds of things that Jimmy Carter only dreamed of pursuing are actually being mm-hmm implemented right now.
Well, these are the very things that Barack Obama had intended when he said, Horace Cooper, that he was going to fundamentally transform America. Was it not?
Well, exactly. That's my point, is that Jimmy Carter always talked in terms of the ideas and traditions of what America was, and then did something that really wasn't America. They're actually saying we are interested in transforming what America is. And that transformation is something entirely different. You know, even our colleagues and friends and whatever we want to call them, forebears in Europe, have learned most of the lessons of the kind kinds of agendas that are being pursued in America today. The problem is those are so ingrained into their systems that they today still pay the price. American homes are substantially larger than European homes. Americans have substantially more consumer products and goods. Americans have substantially more space. Americans have substantially more opportunity. We have more economic growth in every area. We have more religious freedom. All of the kinds of things that we take for granted that are because of us being America, Europe has been looking at over the last 40 years and saying, oh, wow, those are things that we don't have, our people don't have. They accept and take for granted a limited posterity, a limited future. If you're going to work, just assume that 60% of whatever you make is going to go to the government if you live in Europe. We complain if that number is 30. Are we really prepared to move to where they are, even though after 40 years of the pain that they've experienced, they still haven't figured out how to reverse it? Because some of it is irreversible.
Exactly. And, you know, you said something really important here, Horace, about choice. And limited choices deliver limited results, and it lends toward mediocrity when you think about it. The vast number of choices and freedoms, this is what has made this country so prosperous and the envy of the world. And the left wants to limit those choices, you know, just like our European Brotherhood. They look at Europe, and they do not work out the and understand the formulaic end result, and that is mediocrity and a lot of frustrated people. Because you want to frustrate people, limit their ability to be the best they can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what the agenda of the woke is that if you have freedom, if you have liberty, if you have choice, there are risks associated. Some of those risks lead to positive, amazing outcomes, but some of them don't. That's why we trust individuals to do it. What the left says is, nope, we're going to take away all downsides. You can't take away the downside without taking away the upside. People in Europe live in communities where they're born are overwhelmingly deciding who they are and what they will be and how they will die from birth to death, because opportunities are limited. We really, really don't want to head down that path.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can you imagine Thomas Edison? You know, he never would have had an opportunity to fail 10,000 times or whatever the exact number was before he discovered the light bulb, right? They'd have pulled the plug on him, so to speak, you know, after a couple of attempts.
No, that's correct. And that's why America was the place of the invention. America was the place of the marvel. America was the place of the explored, to be explored. And yet, when the woke people come in, they say to you, well, you could get a new house, but who knows, it might be too much for you. Why don't we have the government just provide you with something public? You could get an opportunity for a new job, but you could get fired. So why don't we just have the government send you a supplemental check? It'll be stable. The kinds of offers that they put on insult what it actually means to be American.
Amen. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair, has been our guest as always. Horace, Godspeed. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. As students head back to school, there are a number of supplies and preparations underway. But while the lists may have grown, the time and money spent shopping doesn't have to. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon for everything they need to get back to school. A one-stop shop offering the widest selection and lowest prices. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's 50% off. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy unlimited, fast, free delivery, access to exclusive savings, thousands of movies and TV shows with Prime Video, more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, and access to more than 1,000 books and magazines with Prime Reading, something that can come in handy as those reading lists ramp up. To learn more or start your 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And if you're listening to us over the weekend, welcome. We so appreciate Radio America and this weekend network of radio stations that join up. So you're hearing us on a little bit of a delayed basis, but that's okay. We air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you can find out how to listen live as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and as I said, at BillMartinezShow.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to have Liz Peek with us in just a moment, former partner of a major bracket law firm, Wertheim & Company, former columnist for the Fiscal Times, writes for The Hill. She's a Fox News contributor, and we're having a little bit of a challenge connecting, but hey, we will keep trying because there's lots to catch up with her on. Particularly, I wanted to get her read on what's going on now in Afghanistan. You know, I think General Jack Keane had a colleague of Liz's at Fox, you know, put it perfectly. And the timing of removing the troops was at a time, I mean, it was almost like maybe the Biden administration sat down with the Taliban and said, when would be the best time for us to leave so that you could just, you know, cut through the entire country like butter? And what they're doing, you know, particularly to women, you know, the stories that we're hearing. I mean, this is a disaster. You know, and my other question is, where's the UN on this? How can you allow, you know, this to happen? I mean, this is just unbelievable that, you know, this has taken place, you know, and what is happening to, you know, the women there who up until, I mean, think about it. They were going to school, they were driving, they were starting to enjoy some liberties, and suddenly the plug is pulled out. I mean, absolutely suddenly. And but no big surprise here because, you know, we're talking Joe Biden after all. And as his own analyst had said, that when it comes to foreign policy, he hasn't gotten anything right. So he's still batting 1,000% at the expense of the Afghan people.
And the Taliban says, thank you very much. So as Jack Keane was saying and pointing out, going, look it, you know, you need to, this needs to take place during the winter, because in the winter, the Taliban, they go to Pakistan. You know, they're not in, you know, they're not warrioring up. It's, believe it or not, it's a seasonal thing. And so they're making hay while the sun shines. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that we're leaving Dodge here, right? And but then we tell them we're leaving Dodge, which, you know, go figure. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is just incredibly, incredibly frustrating that, you know, this would, you know, that this would happen, you know, that, you know, that they're doing it to these people. And as I say, where is, you know, where's the United Nations on this? You know, is it, you know, is it all the United States saying, you know, that we, you know, that we're in control, that we're the ones, and the United Nations doesn't want to step in? I mean, the human carnage that's taking place and what is being done to the Afghan people, and particularly, like I said, the women, is just incredibly, incredibly disgusting. I don't know how you feel about this, but this is just not right. It's not just. I mean, this is, you know, as some are saying, this is going to turn into, you know, Joe Biden's Vietnam with, you know, what happened there when the United States left in such a way. And then, you know, what followed was the killing fields, you know, that took place. And, well, I tell you, I don't blame the Vietnamese people. And they've been very, you know, very forgiving, you know, for the most part. But I don't blame them for holding any kind of grudge. I mean, family members that were murdered at the hands of the Khmer Rouge. I mean, and here we are, allowing the Taliban to wreak this kind of incredible, you know, devastation upon the people. And like I said, like Jack Keane, he's amazed. I mean, he's a general. You know, this guy knows. He understands war, and he just cannot figure out. But again, you know, why are we surprised? Joe Biden, he doesn't do war well. He doesn't do these kind of things very well. Liz Peek is with us right now, Fox News contributor. Liz, we were just talking about what's happening in Afghanistan. Your colleague, General Keane, I thought framed this exactly what was going on. And, of course, you and I talked about this before. Joe Biden, when it comes to foreign policy, you know, he's batting 1,000%, but in the wrong direction. He's not got anything right. And so this is another wrong-headed thing that is costing lives and wreaking, you know, havoc and devastation there in Afghanistan.
I think it's just tragic. Good morning. I'm happy to join you, Bill. I literally have been stomping around the house this morning, fuming about what's going on there. Let's just agree that we cannot stay in Afghanistan forever. It is the will of the American people. I believe this, that we need to withdraw from Afghanistan. We cannot prop up a corrupt and feeble government forever, but it is being done in such a way that, A, it's an incredible humiliation to America. Any family, and I'm one of them, whose kids have served in Afghanistan can't help but be unbelievably affronted by what's going on, by this hasty, ill-planned, poorly managed retreat, and it is now just full-blown retreat. Number three, I got to tell you, Bill, I am so unhappy with our intelligence organizations again. I mean, remember, what they're telling us is, well, our intelligence was that, you know, the Taliban couldn't possibly take over Afghanistan anytime soon. It was going to take a lot of time, blah, blah, blah. Totally wrong. Again, remember, these are the same guys who didn't even know Russia was in Crimea for 2 days after they invaded that part of Ukraine. I am so offended by this. And by the way, it's just a complete rout now. I mean, the embassy staff is being hurtled out to the airport for safety reasons. And there's, you know, the Biden White House is just in total panic mode that we're going to see pictures of Americans being killed again. I mean, this is Benghazi all over again. Poor planning.
Yeah, and Saigon, Liz. Let's go back to Vietnam. This is the Saigon exit.
Yeah, but I think, you know, anyway, I am just devastated. And I got to say, watching Kirby, the State Department spokesman,
yes,
Anthony Blinken, our defense secretary, everybody, the latest thing was Blinken telling Afghanistan's president, the United States is invested in the safety and security of the Afghan people. How can you lie like that? We're not invested in it. We're letting these people be slaughtered. Afghan troops are being slaughtered after they surrender by the Taliban. Mm-hmm. These are brutal, barbaric people, and we knew that. Do you know, Bill, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop screaming about this.
No, don't, because, see, this needs to be heard, Liz. This stuff has been tapped down. Social media, legacy media has said very little about this. They've been protecting this president, and it is horrific what is being done. I mean, this is a country supposedly that is so sensitive to women, just in particular, and what they're doing to the women of Afghanistan is perverted. It is absolutely horrific, as you say.
And this comes as no surprise. I remember when the Taliban was toppled in Afghanistan, when we successfully took the country back from these horrible barbarians, and there was dancing in the street. Why? Because now they could listen to music, which is outlawed by the Taliban. Now girls could go to school, etc. But here's one of the most offensive things today. We hear that from the State Department, John Kirby, that the peace talks with the Taliban did not proceed as well as expected. Do you know who's in those peace talks, Bill? It is the Taliban, China, Russia, and Pakistan. Those are the people we're dealing with. So we don't think that's going to go well. What a shock.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about not having a fair chance to win, even on behalf of the Afghan people. I mean, literally set them to the slaughter, didn't they?
Yeah, this is a tragedy in the making, and Joe Biden has the blood of these people on his hands. This is really true.
How much more incompetence can the world, you know, put up with? I mean, here in America, I mean, we seem to be swallowing down, although I think even the woke crowd is waking up. I mean, to hear Bill Maher's comments earlier this week, I think it's just it's so obvious that they can't deny it anymore. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by one poll for Office Depot, 3/4 of America's teachers are more worried than ever over how prepared their students will be for school this fall. This survey of both parents of school-age children and K-12 teachers found anxiety is higher than it's ever been. However, 79% of today's parents say having the right supplies will help their child feel confident when they return to school. That's why Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever. Save up to 55% off their best-selling school supplies in-store and online through Saturday, September 25th. Teachers can enroll in Office Depot's rewards program for even more discounts. Plus, there are weekly online deals at OfficeDepot.com every week until Saturday, September 4th. Shopping for everyone is more flexible this year with 30-minute in-store and curbside pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me see. We have... It's just one of those days. Thank you for putting up with me. There's just so much to talk about, and it's always really special when we get a chance to talk to Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor. Liz, it seems that the Democratic left here and the party is cratering a bit. I don't know how long they can sustain this. You know, they pushed through in the Senate this infrastructure bill, and I don't know what the Republicans were thinking. I mean, this is like this appeasement philosophy that's never worked historically, and somehow they thought, well, if they give them $1.3 trillion, they'll play nice. But, you know, Joe Biden said up front, look, this is part one of two. We've got another, you know, $3 trillion plus right behind this. And then Nancy Pelosi tightens down the screws and says, look, you know, fine that you did the 1.3, but we ain't touching that until you pass the three plus trillion. I mean, we're already feeling the pain of inflation that Joe Biden and his his Treasury analyst wants to say, this is temporary, this is transitory. You know, when was the last time we heard that, right?
I think it's a mess, and I would say in behalf of the Republicans that voted for and allowed the $1 trillion bill to pass. And remember, it's only about $600 billion of new money. That's not nothing, but it's not quite as bad as you're saying. I think that Mitch McConnell was seriously terrified that the Democrats, if the Republicans basically stood in the way of absolutely everything, we were going to lose the filibuster. And that would have been catastrophic. So I think it's partly that. I think it's also partly that there are moderate senators like Susan Collins who have to go back to their people with something. And when you're a swing district representative or senator, you have different issues. I mean, you mm-hmm. have to win votes. And they thought this was going to be popular. Actually, polling shows it is popular. It's a terrible bill. I'm not mm-hmm. defending the bill at all. But right. the truth is, it was popular, and it probably was going to pass. So mm-hmm. that's number one. Number two, I think Democrats are on a suicide mission with this $3.5 trillion package that they've approved as a budget resolution. A lot of it, as your listeners probably know, has nothing to do with budget. Things like basically allowing illegals to providing illegals with a path to citizenship. They're awarding, I don't know, over $100 billion to the Justice Department to make that happen. I think as details of this come out, people are going to go nuts. And Pelosi's gambit of tying that bill to the $1 trillion bill, I don't know what she's thinking. I think she's trying to appease the progressives in her caucus, but now you have 10 moderates in her caucus who stood up and say, don't do this. Please let us vote on a standalone bill. And I think she's getting this wrong. I think now the mood of the country has shifted. The whole Black Lives Matter excitement is sort of dumbing down. Excuse me. And I think the whole progressive fever, now that Trump is out of the way, is sort of diminished. And now people are, as you say, are most alert to, guess what their number one concern is? It's inflation, and it's jobs, and it's the economy, and it's COVID. On all those things, Biden is failing. Is he responsible for the Delta variant? No. Was Trump responsible for COVID? No. You are, the buck stops at the Oval Office, no matter what the issue is. And I think the White House has done a spectacularly horrible job in messaging what's happening with the virus, with the vaccines, et cetera. They pushed much too long on the idea that get vaccinated and you won't get this disease again. Well, even now, but they're soft peddling the fact that hundreds of people who have been vaccinated have gotten the Delta variant. It does not protect you. It makes you, it keeps you from getting very sick. It keeps you from dying. And that should have been the message from day one. You are better off with a vaccine. Even if you get this thing, you are not going to get terribly sick. Now they've come around and now that's their pitch. But I really think they've messed up. And, you know, consumer sentiment numbers will come out today. Last month wasn't great, so probably won't see a big change. But I think the mood of the country is going south very fast. And that, unfortunately, not unfortunately if you're a Republican, but that is on Biden's watch, and it's going to hurt him and the Democrats. It's going to really hurt them if they continue to push this incredibly irresponsible spending bill. I just can't imagine what they're thinking.
And can the Democrats confuse another election? I mean, it's almost like, can they confuse another election in the midterms? You know, can they get away with what they got away with in 2020, 2 years on down the road? Are the people all the wiser for some of these shenanigans? As things continue to be audited and what have you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Republicans are on guard in a way that they weren't in 2020 for absentee ballots that don't smell right and all the other things that we can all talk about. But I don't know that it's going to be close enough for that to matter, honestly. I really think the Democrats are going to be slaughtered in the midterms. I hope so. Obama had that happen to him. If you remember, he called it a shellacking, and a shellacking it was. And I think you are teed up. You're teed up in the same way here. It's an interesting dynamic. Joe Biden cannot possibly tour the country and excite voters to come out and show up in the midterms. Do you know, Bill, he's barely working now, and we have like 15 things going wrong. So, you know, he's home today in Delaware. He didn't come back to Washington and start his work week till Tuesday. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. I guess maybe he's so tired and so frail that he literally can't put in a 5-day work week. I don't know, but he is sure not the guy that's going to rev up the base and get them to turn out in 2022's by-elections, I don't think.
The question I keep hearing to your point, Liz, is who's running the store here?
Well, everybody keeps wondering that. I mean, you know, it's a good question. There's this sort of whisper that it's really Obama. I don't think so. I think Obama's off making his tens of millions of dollars a year and having a great old time with celebrity Bill. I think he really likes that. And you know what? More power to him. That's America. If you want to, if you're able to go and make a lot of money, go do it. Enjoy the proceeds. Yes. I don't know who's. I think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are very much running the show, and Ron Klain and a couple of some other people from the Obama administration are weighing in. But I don't think it's Joe Biden.
Well, it seems that AOC has an inordinate amount of power and increasing, in this whole situation. Am I not seeing something correctly?
I don't think it's AOC so much as it's Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's he's head of the banking committee. He and Elizabeth Warren seem to have their hands all over this $3.5 trillion bill.
That was the backroom deal that was made, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, back in South Carolina, that's where that's coming from.
That's exactly right.
I'm with you.
It's kind of interesting to remember that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and everybody basically said to Democrats, we can't nominate Bernie Sanders because he's too extreme. He'll never get elected. Americans don't like that extreme left progressive agenda. And then we put in this puppet, Joe Biden, and he adopts Bernie Sanders' agenda. So on a few things, he's kind of held his ground. But really, mostly, they have veered so far left. And do you know, Bill, number one, Joe Biden did not win with any kind of mandate. It's not like the American people stood up and said, yeah, man, we need a progressive change here. He won by 44,000 votes. There is no he didn't win the Senate. The Senate is tied. And he won by, what are there, five seats in the House?
Four or five seats, differential.
So there's no mandate there. And if you look at party affiliation, it's 15% of Democrats, 15% of Democrats describe themselves as very liberal. 15% of basically half are political people. So what the hell are those people doing running our country? I do not know.
Exactly. Well, go back to the campaign, right? When you had all these aspiring Democratic presidential candidates and they're selling these progressive ideas, they could only garner about 30% within their own party that said, yeah, we can follow. I mean, think about it. And then they go ahead and sell it in the general and they win the election. The numbers don't come together. And you've been dealing with numbers all your life, and it will cause your brain to bust. And I understand it. There's a lot of smart people that are working on that, and I let them do what they're going to do. And, you know, the truth be the truth, and maybe sometime down the road we'll find out, and we don't have to wait like we did for, you know, the JFK election that now all of a sudden they admit, oh, yeah, no question, you know, Illinois cheated, and that's what allowed JFK. I mean, it's like they talk about it so matter-of-factly. Like, it's okay to cheat. And win an election.
Right.
It's like, come on, please, give me a break. But the other thing, too, to make note of to what your earlier point, you were talking about the stress within the party. I mean, here you got the strategist, James Carville, saying, hey, this woke thing is going to kill the party. You need to take, you know, three giant steps away from wokeism, mother may I.
Yeah, but they're not paying any attention. I mean, you know, they've given these people, and in fairness, social media has given the AOCs of this world and the woke community such a platform. They're younger. They use that very effectively. They're everywhere making their case and getting people riled up. But the good news is that the basic common sense American understands that this is all wrong, that spending this much is wrong, that it creates inflation and hurts working people. They understand that defunding the police is wrong, not requiring voter ID is wrong. That's the good news. Somehow we've just got to survive 2 years and get a Republican Congress in place that fights back against all this baloney.
And like you said, reality needs to be realized by more Americans. And let's get out of the ideology. And I think that, look at as they continue to feel the pain at the pump and at the grocery store and real kitchen table issues, then yes, I think that they're going to wake up from their slumber in much the same way they did during the Carter years, as you'll remember. Liz Peek, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
She's a Fox News contributor.
Thank you.
Got it. Take care. Godspeed. You got it. Bye-bye.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Having your own home is awesome.